I remember all through this time, there'd be different vignettes of like playing catch with Gil Hodges on the sidelines before a game, of sitting next to Jim Gilliam, who would sit in spring training, watch all the youngsters come up, try to take his position, and when the season started, jump right in and do a great job, you know, of Leo DeRocher arguing with an umpire. I can still vividly remember the smell of the fresh leathered gloves, you know, the cowhide, the horsehide baseball then, which now is kind of a cowhide type thing. It's evolved. The smell of it, you know, the smell of the new balls, the pine tar, the rosin. I remember bringing the broken bats home, the big bats for me, and swinging them outside. They were heavy, but I'd swing them around. I remember having a big Frank Harrod bat and a Norm Larker bat, you know, and a Gil Hodges bat. And then when Frank Harrod came, I remember one day catching for one of the coaches, Frank Harrod would throw the ball in from the outfield, and he had such a great arm, and I'd catch the ball. You know, they were surprised that he was the little kid catching this well. And the coach would yell, "Hey, take it easy on the kid." And I'd say, "Oh, that's okay, sir. I'd catch him," you know, things like that.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, picking up one of those new gloves and putting it on my hand. All these things, the memories as a child.